If man knows all things, I wonder what he can be and what he can achieve. If man knows all things, he will be God to himself and will be self-sufficient. But that is exactly what happened to Adam and Eve. By wanting more, they lost or forfeited everything. I would like to start with Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God is the incomparable creator, is unquestionably above his finite creatures, and beyond humanity's ability to describe him or even comprehend him fully. His love, the providence of God, is unquestionable, even if we don't understand everything. We need to accept the fact that human knowledge is at best partial and imperfect in this side of heaven. In today's reading, our Lord spent all night in prayer before selecting the 12 disciples, whom he appointed apostles as well. He healed many who were sick, and we hear again the version from St. Luke of the Beatitudes. Luke, more than any other gospel writer, emphasizes Jesus' prayer life, I would say, as if Jesus did a vigil. What is a vigil? A vigil is a night spent in watching, in anticipation, or it goes with the word vigilance. Night before a feast day, during which the church would watch through the night by prayer and self-examination in preparation for the dawn of the coming day. We would say that as Jesus promised to come for the second time, that the church in prayer is in a vigil, watching for his second coming. Every day, every day, every day, every month, every year, until he comes. By spending all night in prayer, the writer points, or Jesus points to the reader as to how the Lord took the matter of choosing the 12 seriously. Furthermore, the 12 will later represent him to the world and witness to his resurrection. There are several questions that come to mind. Was Jesus praying to the Father to know whom he was going to choose? Isn't God all-knowing? Or this may be similar to the event in Genesis when it says, "Let us make man in our image and likeness." As if they were having, and they were having, a Trinitarian dialogue, I would say. Jesus knew who they were, whom he had to choose. So why was there a need for prayer? As a matter of fact, as we have heard, he spent all night. Our Lord was not praying to know who his disciples will be. He was praying on behalf of his disciples. In the words of Pope Benedict XVI, the calling of the disciples is a prayer event. It is as if they were begotten in prayer. They were born, they were given birth in prayer. Their apostleship in intimacy with the Father. The choosing of the 12 was related to the restoration of Israel's 12 tribes, now to be officially instituted with Jesus' choice of the 12 apostles. You would see the number 12 oftentimes in the scriptures, and it has something to do with a symbolic number of organization. And this seems to relate to the 12 tribes of Israel as a symbol of God's people. As Jesus did, so the church must take seriously the choosing of those who will carry the ministry of Christ through the sacred order. That must not be taken lightly, but seriously, before the laying on of hands to those who will perpetuate the ministry of Christ on earth. What can we learn from the gospel today? How can we apply it in our own lives? You know, there are many things in life we don't get to choose. However, we can also say that there are many things in life that we can choose. And where we are in life is somehow linked to the choices we have made in the past. Someone said, if we want to enjoy a life of abundance and significance, if so, we must make choices that are pleasing to God. It is no wonder why the poetic books of the Bible say, for instance, from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Quite a reminder to all of us. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Psalm chapter 37 and verse 5 to 6. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. How are these words connected to prayer, particularly the one from Psalm 37? Surely prayer is talking to God, but also involves listening to God. And this is a psalm in which one will do more listening than talking. After all, after everything is said and done, prayer is listening to God.